Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, if you're a runner, you know that fall can be a very tricky time of year. Not only can the temperatures jump around from 50 degrees all the way back up to 90 degrees so that you're running in the heat, you're running in the cool, but the surfaces are wet, it's raining, there's leaves. All of these things are issues if you're going to be running outside in this late summer and early fall. My guest is Dr. Michael Bergeron. He's the executive director for Sanford Sports Science Institute and the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. Running in the heat, playing it safe, running in the, or, you know, training for events that are late summer and early fall. What's the most important thing you would like runners out there to know?
Melanie, thank you. These are all important questions you're asking, and I think the biggest thing that any recreational, particularly a recreational runner, needs to recognize and to follow is to be prepared for this event. It's really, you know, exciting to be in a road race, and if you've never done it, there's a lot of anticipation, a lot of you know, camaraderie and excitement there, and it's kind of easy to get caught up into that and maybe thinking, you know, oh, I can do that. I see everybody, you know, finishing these long races. I can do a, never mind a 5K, I'm going to do a half marathon. The key thing is for everyone to make sure that they're running within the boundaries of what they're capable of doing safely and that they devote the time to prepare for that event in a very deliberate, long-term, progressive way. Got to be really, really smart about it. The event can be a lot of fun, but if you're not ready for it, it can be a disaster.
Well, absolutely, that's true. And so these are things you have to be ready for. Give us some of your top things that people need to look out for.
During the event or before the event?
Oh, pre, yeah, in training.
Yeah,
in training and then go into the during the event.
Well, again, you have to make a fair assessment of your readiness. Have you been running already? If that's the case, then you kind of know your fitness, you know your distance, you know your pace, you know the kind of event you're really looking for. If it's something that is a new goal, then you need to talk to some people or read the great materials that are available in books and magazines about preparing for any distance of event. Take the time to assess yourself, assess what your goal is, and then get everything in line. Get the training schedule, make sure that you have the right shoes, make sure you're used to running in the right clothing. Look at your hydration habits, depending, that's going to be more critical on the longer distances. Nutrition habits, all of those little things that collectively are going to make a big, big difference for you. But the key thing is, am I fit to do this? Am I ready to do this? If not, what's it going to take to get me to this distance? And don't have a goal that's so far beyond what your capability is that you're never really going to achieve that. And I hear all the time, I'm sure you do as well, 2 weeks before a half marathon, people say, I think that's something I want to do. I've never done it, but it looks like fun. It's not enough time to prepare for that.
You know what? I know, Dr. Bergeron, some people that have said that, and then they go and run it, and they're just like, awesome. And fine. But, you know, maybe they've been running for a long time, and that's very, very rare. So day of the event and weather-related things that are going on in the fall, as I said at the beginning, weather's tricky. What do you want them to know about this heat and about the surfaces and being aware of so that they can avoid sports injuries?
Well, you're absolutely right. The weather can be tricky, and even though people are thinking that these events are fall event, and certainly in September, there's many areas of the country that still have pretty hot and sometimes even humid weather. So hopefully you've been conditioning and getting used to that and exposing yourself to that. But pay attention on that day. And if you're not feeling well, then certainly maybe that's not a day that you should even be running at all. But if it's going to be hot or you think, well, the race is starting early, but look at the weather. It depending on the distance, how long are you going to be out there? Are you going to be out there an hour or 2 hours? Conditions can change. So make sure you're rested. Make sure you're nourished. Make sure you're coming into that event well hydrated. And if you're a novice runner and it's a longer distance than you've been typically doing or doing at all, look out for your hydration plan, because not only can you get dehydrated and get into trouble, but oftentimes these recreational runners that aren't used to the longer distances, you know, they drink at every water station and they overconsume fluid, and that can be deadly. It's usually the slower recreational runners in these longer distance events that become what we call hyponatremic. In other words, they've taken on too much water or low sodium fluid, and they've diluted their blood. But outside of that, again, be prepared for changing weather conditions. What you're starting at the race start with some heavy clothing on probably isn't going to be appropriate once your body heats up and get going. But listen to yourself on course. You know, you don't want to let yourself get into real trouble and get either a lot of pain and discomfort, or maybe even so exhausted and fatigued, whether it's just because of expenditure of energy or because of the heat or both. Look for the earliest signs of dizziness, headache, labored breathing, undue weakness that you're not, you know, familiar with. Stop and get medical attention before you get into real trouble.
Well, because Dr. Bergeron, you could be training and you could have never had any of these symptoms while you're training, but then you get into the event itself and these October marathons and things that go on, and all of a sudden it's a little bit different. So, you know, you're saying watch out for these signs you've mentioned and get some medical help right away. And I love that you said layer, because usually in the morning it's cool, and then by the time you're running, it's gotten hot outside. So be able to, you know, throw your clothing. And I see people throw their clothing, and that clothing ends up all along the race route.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people these days, too, like to train with these compression stockings on and things like that that make them feel good. But honestly, there's really very little, if any, evidence to support that that has any kind of physiological benefit during the run, but it sure can affect your sweating effectiveness and your body heat storage, so that's really not a great idea to have anything like that that's going to restrict the sweating and keep the heat into the body. But, you know, to your point that people never have problems when they train, they get into an event, sure, there's a lot of excitement. They're going to run harder. They're thrilled by the people watching, and so they are pushing themselves further and harder than they have trained at, and that can certainly get somebody into trouble. There's nothing that'll bring on an injury or illness faster than working harder than you're used to or harder than your level of tolerance really is. So you need to stay within the boundaries of what you're capable of doing. You can push a little bit harder, but you don't want to go way beyond what your capabilities are.
Dr. Bergeron, in just the last minute and a half or so, give your best advice for runners, people training for fall sport, you know, for fall events, late summer, early fall, running marathons, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks. Really give your best advice for the tricky weather that they're going to run into and for training for these events.
Well, I think the best advice for any athlete doing any activity is to be prepared. And the more time you spend being prepared, whether that's not just fitness and conditioning, but training for that distance, using the type of shoes, the type of clothing that you plan on competing in, or at least something close to that, nutrition-wise, hydration-wise, rest-wise, health, all aspects of health, be prepared. During the activity, don't be afraid to make adjustments. If it's going to be more difficult or rainy, whatever the conditions are that are changing the environment, don't be afraid to slow down. Slow down and live to run another day. there's always the next race. But, pay attention to the conditions, pay attention to how you're feeling, and at the earliest signs of evolving problems, make sure you either slow down or stop.
That's great advice from Dr. Michael Bergeron. He is the executive director for the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. So he is the expert. When he gives you this kind of information, take it to heart, share it with your friends, spread it around, because that is how we all learn together. That's how we all stay safe together. And especially when you're training for an event, that's how you really keep yourself in the best shape possible. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.